General Al-Burhan says the seven-member committee, comprised of military, police and security officers, along with top public prosecutors, is expected to submit its report within 1 week. Mokhtar Babo Nimir, a paramount chief of the Sudanese Misriya Arab Nomads, admits men from his community carried out the latest deadly attack on the Abyei, but says his group responded in self-defense following attacks by the Ngok Dinka. Nimir says he regrets the loss of life on both sides.
Any disagreement among ourselves, our people will be affected by it. Even if one person is killed, we will be held responsible for this. We are supposed to live as one people. We have vast land that we can all occupy. Our ancestors lived together for more than 100 years, and yet they were not educated. Why can't we live together as one people?
Nimir says the Misriya cannot allow their people to be killed and their property to be looted or destroyed. Some Sudanese civil society activists here in Khartoum say the continued attacks and counterattacks between the Misriya and the Ngok Dinka must stop. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, Hala Al-Karib, who heads the local NGO Strategic Initiative for Women in the Horn of Africa, or SIHA, condemned the recent attack on what she calls innocent and unarmed civilians in northern Abyei. She says such attacks expose more people, especially women and children, to many risks, including rape. Al-Karib attributes the attacks to a lack of rule of law in Sudan and South Sudan.
This is a clear reflection of the situation in Sudan and how it's going to impact South Sudan and other neighboring regions. I think what happened in Abyei is a show of to what extent the lack of rule of law, the militarizations of tribal men.
Al-Karib says, for the sake of peace and stability on both sides, the two governments, regional leaders, and international community need to move quickly to resolve the final status of the disputed area of Abyei. She is urging Sudanese and South Sudanese leaders to consider disarming communities on both sides of the border.
It's very important for different actors, you know, mediators and international community to understand that the stability of the situation in Sudan is very critical for the stability of the communities on both sides.
Muhammad Salah, Secretary General for the local NGO called Required Bodies, also condemned the attack on Ngok Dinka, saying leaders of both countries must hold the perpetrators responsible. Salah blames both governments for what he calls a lack of political will to develop the area and provide citizens with services.
They should sit down and lay out a development roadmap that engages the citizens from both sides. By now, there would have been a development competition between Sudan and South Sudan for service delivery in the area.
Several attacks and counterattacks have been reported in Abyei and surrounding areas for several months. More than 50 people have been killed and dozens of others injured. The Ngok Dinka and Misriya Arab Nomads have blamed each other for the violence. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.